Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We want to bring in Ryan Burrow from ABC News to talk about the return of baseball. And these guys know, Ryan, when I fill in, I love doing sports interviews because that's my roots. And Ryan, good morning. Hope you're well. We are getting ready for baseball. Are we sure baseball is really going to start July 23rd?
Boy, you know, that's a great question. I mean, we should be getting a schedule out today. Every team should be releasing its schedule, which will be fun and exciting. And if you had a chance to watch any of the practices that took place over the weekend, I know that MLB Network had some live look-ins. So that was kind of a cool thing to do. You could watch, you know, your favorite players take batting practice. I'm a huge Cubs fan, so I watched Chris Bryant drill some balls into essentially the empty bleachers at Wrigley Field. But here's the thing lingering in the background, of course, is coronavirus. And over the weekend, they tested all the players before they came back. 38 positive tests came back out of 3,100 tests in total. So positivity rate of about 1.2%. But of those 38, 31 of them were players. The league is not saying who they are. We do know that they were involved with 19 different clubs. We know the White Sox and Braves are among the teams that had two players who tested positive. And for the Braves, we know publicly that Freddie Freeman has come forward and said that he's one of them. Also, reliever Will Smith had a fever, not feeling well, not great after getting the test. Apparently was asymptomatic when he got the test, but it looks like those symptoms are coming on. So for the next 2 weeks, he's going to have to sit it out, wait for two consecutive negative tests before he can get back to action. And in the meantime, you know, all these players continue to practice, they continue to test, and they're trying to do the best they can to stay away from each other.
We've had last week we learned about a handful of players opting out of the season. I know Ryan Zimmerman and Joe Ross of the Nationals close to us. Mike Leake, the pitcher with Arizona. But this weekend we had a couple more jump into that category, right?
Yeah, a couple Cy Young Award winners. David Price of the Dodgers, newly with the Dodgers. Remember, he was part of that Mookie Betts deal. And also Felix Hernandez, who was supposed to be playing with the Braves this year. They're opting out for health reasons. Price tweeting out that my health and my family's health is first priority. You know, these are two guys who may be in the sunset of their careers, but still pretty big names. Of course, we're all keeping our eye on Mike Trout, who has expressed some concerns about being back out onto the field. He certainly doesn't need the money, but boy, oh boy, does he have the star power. And if he opts to sit out this season, well, that may encourage other big names to also step aside for the season.
You know, you put Bryce Harper in that category as well, because Harper and Trout both have wives that are expecting, and that's the complicating factor for both of them.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you've got all of these circumstances. Look, some of these players live at home with elderly parents. They take care of them. And the thing about baseball compared to NHL and the NBA, remember, the NBA is creating this bubble system where, you know, the players will essentially be living and practicing all together, whereas players, once they leave the stadium, it's kind of on them to stay away and do their best to social distance. It's not as though they're living in one specific hotel. And part of what the schedule will do when we see it today is we'll see that they'll feature regions. So each team will play interleague games, but they'll play teams in their own region. You won't be seeing the Dodgers play the Mets. You won't be seeing the crisscrossing across the country. Instead, it'll be teams in your general region. We'll see. I mean, the goal is to cut down on travel, have a taxi squad available if a bunch of players go down. Essentially, you'd call them up and say, hey, we need you here because, you know, we've got three players that went down. We need three of you to come in and replace. And that's the way they're going to get through these 60 games.
And, you know, that 1.8 positivity rate, I believe you mentioned, is actually not bad. I mean, that's pretty solid. But with those players, having that taxi squad is going to be very important if baseball is going to get this off the ground.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, it's going to be such a strange season because you've got such a compressed schedule, 60 games. I mean, coronavirus aside, all it takes is a blister on a pitcher's finger for them to miss half the season, right? I mean, you're not going to have a lot of wiggle room there. So if indeed one of your big players goes down with coronavirus or even an injury for that matter, it will no doubt have an impact on the season and the results of this very short season.
Brian, you look, think about for perspective for baseball fans, this is basically like opening day to Memorial Day. And you basically think about how many times your team's been out of it on Memorial Day or in first place on Memorial Day or certainly by the middle of June, Father's Day, and then nowhere near contending at the end of the year. 162 games is no joke. That's a marathon. 60 games. Every game is going to be – this is the one positive thing is that every game is going to be critically important.
I want you to put this in perspective. Last year's World Series champion – Washington Nationals were 19-31 through the first 50 games of the season.
On June 18th, that's right.
Isn't that crazy to think about? I mean, you cannot afford to get off to a slow start. On the other hand, some of these veteran pitchers, this may be an opportunity for them to, you know, get some good work in and get a season in without having to, you know, deal with all of the pain that goes along with it for that long season. So it'll be interesting. It'll be great baseball to watch. It's just who are the players we're going to be watching is the big question.
Ryan, before we let you go, just give us a little perspective on, you know, as the country tries to reopen. You know, we've gotten a trickle of it with NASCAR and the PGA Tour being back now for a month or so. But to get one of these major, you know, to get some of these major sports leagues back going, how much is this going to matter for the country to kind of take a step toward feeling somewhat normal again?
You know, we've been talking about that quite a bit. I've actually been reading up a lot about the 1918 pandemic, and they decided to keep baseball going for the good of the country. They actually ended up wrapping up the season around Labor Day. And there were a lot of fights. You know, let's just shut it down. The American League wanted to just shut things down, and the players wanted to keep playing, and the owners wanted to keep playing. So it will be interesting. You know, I hesitate to say that this will make us feel normal again, because all you have to do is look at the coronavirus numbers in recent days and recent weeks and realize we're still very much in a pandemic. But man, it would be nice to be able to sit back and watch a game or take that afternoon nap with a game on, wouldn't it?
Because that's
just something we're missing these days.
You're absolutely right. Great insight, Ryan. We appreciate the time this morning. Have a great day.
Take care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.